It's okay. Check. Yeah.
Thank you.
yet, but there's a delay. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm not hearing any audio.
You're
It's on there, unfortunately. Can you try a different sound source? Like maybe. I've seen, yeah, it's that's good. Us, yes.
Good, Ray.
No, I know that song. My grandma used to sing it to me before I went to sleep. So anyway, you got Ray going on your splatter in your fiction. What's the fiction?
It's like magical realism.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of. You know, because
magical realism or maybe mundane sorcery, one or the other.
Oh, well, you know, that's just.
Tell me in the chat.
Well, we don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, I mean,
because there's a really big twist that people don't see coming at him, and it just blindsides him.
Like Chubby Checker. All
like
right.
Chubby Checker down Oof. Blueberry Hill. Boosh.
All right, well, I got something in from Ray. You guys want to listen to a little bit? Let's listen to Ray.
70-30.
Now, Ray was said, he said, he wrote it right on the tape. This is 70-40. Total 70-40. 110.
Then we got to listen to it. There it is.
All right.
That's what we were looking for.
Here we go.
Well, the description of the now popular device.
Testing low heating controls. Repair your whole being while you rest.
Okay. You want to start with a jump again?
Was not only trendy,
well,
it was also very pragmatic in the way that you unroll it and sleep on a narrow slab that slowly releases nourishments and a restrained, steady system through your body as you sleep.
No one's going to believe it's live anymore, but okay.
All right.
Well, you know.
Welcome to the splatter. Run it back. Splatter.
Well, we wanted to incorporate as much collaboration and live collaboration and do that in a temporal pincher sort of way. So it's coming forward and backwards. You guys seen that movie, right?
It's like a time crab coming at you forward and backwards.
Snip, 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 snip. It's not the easiest. Like I said, it's a feat. It's a cool trick.
All right, we're rolling.
Second try,
take two.
Wanna try again?
Montreal coming to you. Wolf eyes, C-cut. Duct tape and all. Baby.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to CKUT Radio Montreal. And also, you can find us on the web.
Hey, Moscow. Are you getting that now?
In full streaming video magnificence on Suwoni Ipapalo TV, Suwoni TV. My name is Leith Campbell. Beaming into you from the beautiful city of Pontiac, Michigan. With Nate Young and John Olson, better known as Wolf Eyes. Tonight we're going to do some talking, do some jamming, do some stories and do some fiction. More stories that might not be true, and then some fictions that sound a little too close to home, and a few other things. Music, sound, and splatter. And so Wolf Eyes, through their years, have gathered a large nomenclature associated with them, but the one that's most recent and most, I don't know how to put it, opaque, is the notion of splatter. Can you guys enlighten me what splatter is?
Yeah, here it is.
I get it. Right? Well, I understand that you can be confused, yeah. No.
300 of them overlaid. Like
Ray.
Crazy overlaid.
Like you mean intertwined, like tangled
greens and purples.
Like a whole breeding ball of snakes eating their own tails.
It's like a breeding ball of
tangled Ray.
Dipped in cheap wine.
Perfect. I know all about
Who
cheap wine. I mean, I know Ray from, like, you know, he's out to me about $100, $5 at a time, but I also know him as the guy that, you know, kind of sounds like a diesel truck on low idle. How'd you guys get tied up with Ray?
Old friend of ours, and lately we've been writing a lot of fiction, and Ray's been reading that for us.
Fiction? No, Ray is a mercenary. Yeah. He's nothing. That's for sure. And how does the fiction tie in? Is the fiction splatter? And we still haven't gotten to the splatter yet.
I think it's one and the same, really. Olson, what do you think?
I think we had splatter written as close as we thought it was. And then Ray kept bugging us because he wanted to use his voice as much as possible. He's trying to...
Understandably, he's got that voice.
Diesel truck mixed with a junkyard dog growl. And I guess he told us that he was trying to win this world record of someone who talks the most in a day. So
that's cool.
He had someone following him around with a tape recorder and seeing how many words it is, you know, because I guess there's a record.
Wow. And last I saw Ray, he was trying to learn French.
Yeah.
It sounded like this when he sent us a micro cassette of it. Sounds good, Ray.
That doesn't sound French to me.
Sounds Amazing. Good, Ray.
No, I know that song. My grandma used to sing it to me before I went to sleep. So anyway, you got Ray going on your splatter in your fiction. What's the fiction?
It's like magical realism.
I get it.
Yeah. Sort of, you know, because...
Magical realism or maybe mundane sorcery, one or the other.
Oh, well, you know, that's just...
we don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, I mean...
Because there's a really big twist that people don't see coming at them, and it just blindsides them.
Like Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker down Boosh. Blueberry Hill. Boosh!
All right, well, let's. I got something in from Ray. You guys want to listen to a little bit? Let's listen to Ray.
70-30.
Now, Ray was said. He said he wrote it right on the tape. This is 70-40. Total 70-40. 110.
Then we got to listen to it. There it is.
All right.
That's what we were looking for.
Here we go.
The Nightmare Phone, Chapter 2.
Thank you.
missing materials and the upstroke to filling holes in all the minerals that your body needed, and that the vitamin that replaces is that there was no talk that could break the neurological system that was showing signs of being attacked by the intake and steady stream of the plastic vitamins dripping into your bloodstream as you try to sleep.
Go, go, go. drop my phone in the toilet.
W. Trap.
Sounds familiar, right? It happens to everyone at least once. If you're anything like me, it's not easy choosing a new phone. And the research can be maddening. I heard Best Buy has many deals, and many of the deals are based on regional marketing. And with deals aside, I read great reviews about the customer service at one of the Best Buys on Don R. in Madison Heights. And this is only about a 15-minute drive for me, so it seems like a good choice. So I drove over there, and the first thing I noticed when I got there was a variety of phones at different prices. I wasn't sure what I was looking for, but after about a half hour of talking with the sales guy, I decided on a cheap smartphone. The salesman told me I could use Bluetooth and it would sync my contacts, messages, and passwords automatically. Sounds easy enough to me, and the price is definitely right.
All right.
We are here. Here we are.
Here we are?
What did we just listen to, guys?
So yeah, we just have been working on this, crazy thing. I don't know, it's a website, I guess, and a radio thing.
It's a digital public sculpture.
There you go.
Dripped in fiction, in chaos, and splatter.
Splatter. But that last, the fiction that we fed through Campbell's expert
cut up skills
and device like
manipulation.
Did I say that right?
You got it.
Manipulation.
That's what my tattoo says. It even has the marks.
The marks.
I got one that says "Salt Life" right above my buttocks. What do you know about that?
Gladly, John. I know nothing about that.
But right. I mean, this is what we're doing.
Currently,
yeah. Just sort of writing, sculpting.
Dreaming. Nightmaring.
Nightmaring.
Drink-paring. Farron Getty Wellen.
What made you guys kind of land on fiction? Or is it just like a natural outgrowth, or you something you always wanted to hear? You know, it's like John's. Yours, this particularly has like this old like J.G. Ballard or like Philip K. Dick old sci-fi feel. You know, I was wondering if like that played in at all.
Well, you know, sometimes you look out and you're just not happy with reality. You got a story to tell, and honestly, you just end up sounding like a normie. So season it up. Do it up.
Right.
Just, you know, make it as entertaining as possible. Whether you got to twist some elbows or mess up some magical realism or just do it your own way, you know, just turn it into a myth, because reality sometimes ain't too cool, especially in these last couple years.
So what, like maybe you just like started taking a new multivitamin and then like kind of transferred into the whole vitamin bed or something?
Well, you know, if you take, you know, a vitamin secret besides glucosamine with MSN to keep them joints loose, which Nate turned me on to many, many years ago,
it's good
never
stuff.
Stopped.
Good
Real
stuff.
Good stuff. If you take a women's pregnancy multivitamin, it is fantastic. It's so good.
Folic acid, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of extra stuff
in
there.
And mix that with a senior one, because, you know, getting up there in the senior status.
I do the 40 and up,
right.
But Liv got me the 50 and up the other day.
Ooh,
I know.
Chilling.
Either you guys got communications from AARP yet? That's when you know you're getting
the newsletter's amazing. It's speaking of cut up, it's really good to cut up.
Yeah.
That's good. People who don't think vitamins don't work drive me absolutely bananas. I just got to put that out there. Like my wife, Tova.
She don't like them?
No. She thinks they're useless. Whatever.
Well, all right. What's on our agenda here?
That was sponsored by CVS. Vitamin right. Talk.
Yeah. Vitamin Talk.
Health Hut.
Health Hut. HH.
So let's go through. That's what we just saw. Let's talk about what's new with you guys right now. One of the big things that's new, this first time that's happened in a few years, is all new web presence for you. And it's not just like basic band website. It's kind of built to grow community is what I take. Is that kind of where you guys are going with this?
I think so. You know, we really just wanted to find a place for some of our recordings, some of the collaborations, some of the weirder collaborations we've done, and some of the, I don't know, some of the weirder interactions we've had with people on the internet, and make a place that is for that, as opposed to just, you know, the typical Facebook and Instagram kind of corporate vibes. I mean, not that you can really escape any of that, but we're trying this through Discord, and so far we have people, friends, freakers,
tweakers,
dropping little audio clips and sometimes larger files. So we've been adding our fiction stories to that.
And some of the audio that was in the underneath the fiction was lifted from the websites, contributions on the website, right?
Absolutely, and that's what we were kind of interested in doing with this sculpture. You know, I mean, obviously it is just a streaming radio and, you know, web platform, but we want it to be sort of a sculpture, you know, and the community vibe, sure, with our freakers.
Well, there's like four things we have an abundance of: good times, an amazing crew, collaboration jams from back.
So many.
And more good times and smiles of good times and pictures of people having fun.
That is it.
So we just got a cornucopia of those.
It really is. I mean, going back through the years, it's just, it's like huge smiles and just fun. It's really great to look at.
That's how I want to remember it, right? Yeah.
So instead of putting out a tape or a CDR or a record or whatever of all these things that we have a cornucopia abundance of, put them on the website. Check them out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a home for our weird activities. I don't know. And in the last year, a lot of our activities have been real inner, you know, looking at
interior
worlds, you know, and remembering the good times, you know, without the connection of the gigs, you know, sometimes that's all we have is the memories until they come back, right?
To haunt you.
That's right. I'm not looking too forward to gigs, I tell you the truth, but at the same time, it's all I think about, you know?
Just because Alex just texted in. He says we already got a question.
Go ahead.
They want to know any tours in Europe anytime soon. The Italians miss you, so.
Aw. We miss the Italians, too.
Mamma mia.
But, no, I mean, we have a couple gig prospects, but at the same time, it's all seems worth waiting for. And Europe especially, I don't think we're going to see Europe for another year or two.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit before we get over there and see our favorite pizza maker in Rome and all our buddies over there.
Yeah, the Del Verme crew. Well, anyways, in the meantime, we're just trying to continue the splatter connection, you know.
Well, no, it's a way to, and not just like with like some crappy Facebook or some other corporate thing. You guys just kind of got your own community thing going on your own site, so you don't need to
to
use some corporation for that. And also the Discord, which seems like a pretty legit legit format for it beats you know, the FaceTube or the Twitter or whatnot. Yeah. So
it seems Instadorks.
It seems like I've been saying off-grid social media somehow, but I it's not necessarily the case. It's just it looks very bland, and when you go to the site, there's only two things to really talk about and look at.
It's like 2004 nice. Yeah. in your grill again, yeah. which is kind of refreshing a little bit.
There's no ads, no. Right. You still get all the internet drama, right? There is a drama versus drama. Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like it's a fresh place to do these sort of weirdo collaborations, you know, and it be open-ended, like truly open-ended. And no one's making money. No one has any chance of making any money through this.
Zuckerberg can Zuckerberg.
Everyone
He's
can
got
Zuckerberg.
Nothing to do.
As well he should. Yep.
Seriously.
But this all started because we got approached to do a big archive project right before the gig shut Daisy.
Yep.
Around Halloween last 2 years ago.
Yeah, 19.
Yep. Oh, and we got approached by our friend Jonathan from the New York Public Library. He's like, I want to do something with your guys' archive. And we were thinking about it nonstop since then.
Yeah, riffing ideas and...
One of the originals ideas Weeza had...
Was Weeza.
Was like the Grateful Dead wall, where a cool cat did a wall of just Grateful Dead tapes. And we were like, right. Wolf wall.
Right.
Which we do want to do still, but we thought that was sort of almost bland in the grander... Like, we could be a lot more creative than just taking our archive, dubbing it, and putting it on a wall.
That's kind of dead. You know, right? Yeah.
Ain't talking about John Mayer either.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We went through a lot of different ideas and started looking at the archive not just as, like, a discography, you know. Like, it's not just... It's a collection of great times and collaborations with friends, and that kind of launched the website in a way too, where we were looking at the bigger splatter picture and what our actual we were calling it the overview effect. Like, kind of feeling like, right, it's almost there's something larger going on here that's not even totally about John and I, or, you know, Dillaway, Baljo, or Connolly. It's, you can see it in the photo splatter. It's this 2+ decades of these people who continuously meet and hang out and appreciate each other. And, you know, that became kind of the focal point for a minute, us kind of looking at just our friends and our relationships and this network of really interesting psychopaths.
Especially the Michigan scene. I mean, describe that, because it is really tight, and it's like, it's everybody's goes to everybody's shows, and you know, whether it's a basement or a concert hall, it's like, it's the same devotion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's been like that for 2.5 decades, and yeah, sure, it's splintered off, and people get older, and, you know, stop going to gigs, but then we started to see people reconnecting from these old moments, you know, the splatter moments. We're actually reconnecting us with other people that we hadn't talked to in years, or literally, we're talking 20 years. Some
for
people,
instance,
you
know, Rock and Roll Jackie.
Rock and Roll Jackie.
Favorite turntablists.
Yeah, totally. From the band Smegma.
Yep.
There's some tracks of Smegma that Jackie sent me that are on our WTRIP audio archive.
That's on WTRIP.org. I don't know if we've said that yet.
We're going to say it a bunch. But, yeah. And we really owe that to the library, and us kind of stretching our brain out to look at what we're doing. We've always thought of it as an art project, you know. we're not master musicians. You know, we're
speak for yourself, bro.
John's in the woodshed like 6 hours a day.
Oh, man, there's a review that I put on our website from this guy. It's an Amazon review, and he's just like, this doesn't even, at least Pollock resembles art. You know, yeah, he's like, this is appalling. And we're like, wow, you know.
Those guys just don't get that. Like, that sort of feedback is perfect, right?
Like, it's perfect for us. We're like, yeah.
You get it.
You get it. But you hate, yeah.
Welcome home.
Hit me again. You
know?
There you.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, when you think about archive, you don't want to have it be like it's over, you know? Smiles never stop. You know, the grill might change. You might have to put some more money into the teeth. But, you know, the ice grill's still chilly. You know, it's still going on. So, you know, it needs to be seen that it's an organic social thing.
Right. I mean, that's what music really is, right? I mean.
Or music.
Or music with air quotes. Yeah. Music with a question mark, too. I mean, you know, people throughout the years have really, really hated on our music. But, you know, and that's sometimes it's a little hard to take, I got to say. Sometimes, you know, reading those reviews of people who are just like, they need to end this.
Never.
Never. You know, it's
No, that's
it's
a beautiful thing. I mean, it's, and there's a long history in music, too. Like when Stravinsky's Rite of Spring was played, it was a riot, and they damn near burned down the theater.
Well, I heard that was because they ran out of popcorn and beer.
Oh, well, yeah, the French are big into their popcorn and beer.
It was like Die Hard.
Remember when we played, was it? When we played Finland, they ran out of beer.
Oh, jeez.
They started serving apple juice with just whiskey at the bar, and things got worse.
It was in Latvia, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, but it happened in Finland too, but not with the
instead of popcorn, they started handing out just coffee beans.
Right. But yeah,
that's what it sounded like when your body realizes
it just nailed some apple juice with whiskey.
Yeah,
that's like double sugar. You got the sugar, the whiskey, and the sugar, the apple juice. It's like
it was brutal.
Can you imagine a Bath and Body Works where you pay in sugar and body sweat?
No, I've never imagined that. I'll have to work on it.
But I want to say so.
So back to the library too.
Yeah, the library project started off. Right, we described where it took us, and then, you know, through all this connections of looking at our friends and our yada, 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 what we ended up doing is we decided to look at our instruments, the weirder homemade things that we've played throughout the last 25 years, and document those, but also recreate new ones, and I say recreate because it is, we're just sort of finding new machines that are available now, you know, versus 20 years ago. Things are really a lot different in that regard, where 20 years ago I could go to the thrift store and find, you know, Dreams, right? I mean, it was ridiculous. You could find anything. My whole life was based on the thrift store back then.
Right.
And this band.
Yeah, well, I mean, and we had Radio Shack back then turning out miles and miles of cheap electrical junk too.
There you go. So we recreated some instruments and we recorded a record with zero production. Like, I'm talking straight, like the most direct record we've ever recorded. I think it's even more direct sounding than Dread.
Yeah, it's the rawest.
It's the rawest. And you play it and even we think something sounds wrong. We're like, you put the needle on, it's just like, what? It sounds a little distant. What? And then that one click pops way out. But that's what it sounds like.
It's
these instruments.
Entering like Thomas Brinkman, where he was using razor blades to cut the beats on acetates. It sounds like something's wrong, which is incredible. You know,
right?
It's
you can never get to that consciously.
You
just got to grab the serendipity when it comes up. So.
And we were pretty successful with that. I mean, trying to record a record with zero production, you know,
wasn't
that hard. But
no, it's hard to not fiddle, right? It's hard to, it's really, you know, just like, I can just clean this up a little. I can just,
and actually, like, listen to these, like, you know, these strange circuit bent drum machines and what they actually sound like without echo, and Olsen's reeds no, you know, processing alone are just, you know, he's, that's just... He's sucking on X-ray, old X-rays.
What are you using for a read today?
Today I have Lila's brain scan from 4 years ago. And you, ooh, listen to how good it sounds.
Let me hear that.
I think her brain's right up to date. The cabbage is dynamite.
I don't want to go into why you got a brain scan. It's your daughter's brain.
Well, she's an Olsen.
But how do you end up? How do you end up?
Just nod, nod, and move on.
They scan them all.
The day he came to rehearsal and said he had Neanderthal, more Neanderthal in his blood. I got my DNA tested.
So hyped.
So hyped. I have like 80% Neanderthal.
I brought a chair with me to break.
80%.
Just a tail, Nate.
I was like, I nodded and moved on quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
If George you, the Animal Steel. Yeah.
If you have more than 80% Neanderthal, I think is the correct.
I think you're saying that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If you have more than 87% Neanderthal, if you go to Subway and show the card, you can get a cinder block sub with nothing on it, just yoga mat bread and a cinder block.
That's and delicious. That's
lunch. Yeah. And some baked lays.
You know, it's. Yeah.
Bake lays for sure. Those are the good ones.
It's good. I mean, the cinder block's roughage, right?
Yeah.
Helps stuff move through.
Cinder block roughage was what we were going to call the record, but it seemed too hardcore-ish.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And you don't want to like encourage kids to go out and start eating cinder blocks without, the Neanderthal blood.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
You want them to go to the library first and check out this crazy cat named Peter Ripper.
All right, right. So that segues into the second aspect of the library project. Let me just backpedal a little. So we've been talking about it so confusingly, but basically it's a residency
almost
at the...
like a splatter of information.
It's a splatter of information. But it's a residency at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts, which is a splatter, kind of mouthful.
It's like sneezing information into a Subway napkin.
And you know, we were so excited when they approached us. We came up with this idea of doing the record and the building of the electronics. And that was separate from what they had initially kind of offered, which was utilize our archive and interact with your own archive. And so, you know, we still are kind of meeting both of those points. But the piece that we're making from their archive is by this cat named Peter Van Ripper. And he's from Ann Arbor, Michigan, passed away like in the 90s, I believe. He was a holographer and a sound artist. And the library has they bought his archives from his wife, right?
Yeah.
And it's basically a box of cut up baseball bats and loose pieces of paper, photographs, and I guess there's some compositions as well. I think there's a bunch of notebooks, but I have not seen the notebooks, we have not been able to really get to the library and interact with this archive.
Right, and like ask a librarian to hold it up to a Zoom screen so you can read it. Yeah.
So that's been really difficult. But as soon as I do get these measurements, Jonathan, if you're listening, I'm going to start cutting those aluminum baseball bats and hanging them from the ceiling.
Right.
But yeah.
So one question just came in from somebody on the chat was, is when is the New York Public Library record coming out? And it's not coming out for release, right? It's just owned by the library.
Yeah.
Will they be streaming it or will it be available for...
It's a physical... It's like no digital. It's like a beautiful record and a hand screen cover. Me and Nate are probably going to paint it. And it's amazing. And it's been stagnant. We dropped 30 of them at the beginning of the COVID era. And that's it.
Well...
Oh, so they are going to be... You are going to be releasing them, or you've already released a few copies, or...
We're getting all splattered again.
Okay.
So,
achoo.
Achoo. The idea behind releasing a record with the New York Public Library, which is, again, our idea, and they're still wrapping their heads around the whole thing, I think. But we wanted to record a record and have it only available for purchase and checkout at that one location. And that, I mean, to me, it kind of is using the library like it was originally intended to be used, right?
Right.
You know, and what we had discussed just earlier, how cool it would be if the library stepped in and started paying artists to make music just for that city, you know?
Right.
And sort of...
And just in general, you know, because it's hard to make a living these days as a musician, so like... kind of put a musician on staff and the library is the distributor and it distributes it for free because people are going to take it for free anyway.
I love that idea. And obviously it's a bit of a, marketing nightmare probably for them because,
right.
You know, that puts a lot of responsibility on them to distribute this thing. But at the same time, there's not that many. There's going to be
350 probably.
350
A freaker comes in, you know, they're going to go to the library to check out, you know, John Grisham's The Firm or something. You buy a record.
Right.
Well, yeah. I think they have that at the performance.
So
they better. It's a masterpiece.
So if anybody wants to grip this, they actually have to go to the library.
Yeah,
that's the point. Yep.
And we
biscuit in the door.
We'll be going there to do a performance and an installation at Lincoln Center at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts, which is right across the street from Juilliard. If you don't know where Lincoln Center is, it's, you know. And the record will be for sale there. Mainly that night, and we're hoping to move most of them, tell you the truth. We'll probably give away a ton of them too, you know.
So definitely small batch, just limited release idea, right?
But it's like, you know, it's like got the classic, it's 180 gram and it's got a classic feel like a Folkways or something like that, so it feels like a library
awesome.
Record. There's there's very little information on it.
Yeah,
it's just pictures of the instrument, there's shirts of the record, you know, so it's raw, all caps.
So another question just came in. Did you think back in the 90s you'd actually be doing an archive at this point? The question
couldn't
was,
even spell it in the 90s.
I still can't spell
the question
it.
Is, do you think you'd be doing an archive gallery when you started the band in the 90s? So,
no.
Thinking wasn't like our strong suit in the 90s. I don't.
I mean, truthfully, when we started, it was absolutely... an art project, and there was no, I mean, even the idea of a label was an art project, right?
But that being said, also, you know, I mean, you guys have pretty much recorded and put out everything, so you've kind of like been archiving as you go along.
Yeah.
You know, it's
documenting.
At your, 380 or something like that?
Yeah, we're up there. Well, we're really bad at archiving, tell you the truth,
but we're
good at pressing record.
Right.
Really good at recording ourselves.
And good at listening to it and being like, wow, this rules.
You hear that?
Yeah. Let's hear it again.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah. Ship it.
Ship it. But no, it's a great project. And, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to be it's going to be dynamite.
Well,
Dillaway might be with us. Gretchen might be with us. It's going to be cool.
Awesome. For the New York show.
For the jump off. JO.
So you're saying, you were talking about you know, it felt like a Folkways album, the nice thick record and stuff like that. And you're going to be making, you've already made the instruments and you've already donated them to the library?
That's all part of the residency. When we do get to go there, finally, we'll play the instruments, we'll talk about them, then we'll donate them. And we're hoping that people will be able to not check these out, be able to look at them and play them in separate rooms,
right.
Which just doesn't seem like it's so possible yet. They got to bend some rules. But that is the idea, that you could go to the library, check out the record, listen to it, and then go into a room and actually see the instruments and play the instruments that these compositions were made on. And what's interesting, the drum machines that I used, those songs are still going to be in there until the batteries die with the machine. Right.
So, and as long as they keep it plugged in, it shouldn't happen either.
So, totally.
I mean, it's so interesting because we've gone through such a weird transformation of the music industry now that we're like coming to this point where it's almost these objects as part of this, you know, where it was always forever was, you know, sell the 45s, get them out the door, you know. And now we're having to like find these new ways in order to make a unique object that can't just be you know, carbon copied a zillion times on the net.
Well, interesting that you brought that up. 45s and weird objects.
Why don't we take a
interesting.
Look at the
what do we have there?
What do we have here?
Well, someone knows what time it is.
Welcome to QVC with Wolf Eyes.
QVC Shopping Network. We got to plug our difficult messages box.
Hold it
set.
Up a little bit. Get it next to your
can
face.
You see
there
this?
You go.
Can
yeah,
you see
push
that?
It in.
Hello. There it is. So this is.
Sorry. This is the clock box. It's part of our difficult messages series, which again ties right into the whole library.